Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, we're supposed to celebrate the resurrection of Christ for 50 days, an entire Easter season. So, to help us not take for granted the resurrection and just slip into the busyness of April, this next series of meditations is written to really help us appreciate the resurrection of Christ and the practical impact it should have on our daily lives. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. The greatest opening line of all time is, unsurprisingly, the opening line in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God made it all. He made all the orders of being. He created all the levels of the cosmos. I'm reading a book on physics right now that said inflationary cosmology, it's a big phrase, isn't it? It modifies the Big Bang Theory by inserting an extremely brief burst of astoundingly rapid expansion during the universe's earliest moments, in which the size of the universe increased by a factor larger than a million trillion trillion in less than one millionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second. That means that God made everything, everything. Light and stars and the sun and all the galaxies in 10 to the minus 30 seconds or one nonillionth of a second. I'm not making this stuff up. He made the whole universe in that instant. Trees and plants, flowers, grass, everything. The birds, the beasts. And then to cap off his achievement, God made us, the human person, the microcosm of creation, the perfectly balanced synthesis of the cosmos. Our bodies were made from the same chemicals as the plants and stars. Our capacity to be nourished and grow and reproduce like the plants. Our ability to see and feel and desire like the animals. And our capacity for truth and beauty and goodness like the angels. Man and woman, in the very structure of their nature, serve as the representative of all creation. And so it was that, sadly, when that first man and woman fell, all of creation fell. All of it was wounded. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. At the center of the world, the Lord built a garden. And in that garden, he placed the man and the woman. And in that garden, humanity fell. And each part of the created order was wounded in us. Our chemicals lose their immortal bond, and we will decay. Like the grass, we spring up, and then we die. Our animal desires and functions are hard to manage and satisfy, and our intellect is clouded, and our will is weakened. And the whole cosmos, which was betrayed by our sin, is now untrustworthy. The elements threaten us. Thunderstorms, floods, tsunamis, earthquakes, hurricanes. The plants, many of them, are poisonous to eat or touch, and we control their growth with difficulty. Just take one look at my lawn and you'll see. And the animals run from us, or they turn on us. The garden has turned into a jungle and a desert where we fear and exploit nature instead of cultivating it as a cathedral for the praise of God. And eventually, we succumb to the forces of nature. We die, and the fire turns us to ash, or the dirt below our feet opens up its mouth in the shape of a grave and swallows us whole. Man is no longer right, and the cosmos is no longer right for man, because the whole world is fallen in Adam. And that would be the last word, except that now the whole world has risen in Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Then the Son of God came. He dove into the cosmos he had made, and as he dove, he assumed it. He appropriated to himself each layer, each order of created being. He became a full human man, and by becoming a man, he became material, and he became a fragile life form, and he became a mammal. And when he took flesh, he became the new representative of the cosmos. Listen to how the author of the letter to the Hebrews puts it. He describes Jesus as talking to his Father. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Then I said, 'Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.'" Through that body, through that full humanity, Jesus, in obedience to the Father, came to save the universe. And he did it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Man fell in a garden, and so the cosmos, of which man is the representative, fell in the garden. But if the first Adam, falling, could cause the universe to fall, then the new Adam, by rising, could cause the universe to rise. Do you remember who was the first person to see Jesus after his resurrection? Yes, it was Mary Magdalene. But she didn't recognize him. Do you remember who she thought he was? She thought he was the gardener. And she was right. He was the original gardener, the God who built the world and planted a garden in the middle of it. And he is the new gardener who had made the world again in a garden. The human race and the cosmos had fallen. And there, in that garden, the human race and the cosmos has been restored to glory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. The human race and the whole universe is destined to be transformed and glorified in heaven because of what Jesus has done. Easter happens in spring, when a world that seemed dead comes back to life. And that's the story. Christ was dead, but he is risen. The human race was lost, and it's redeemed. The whole cosmos fell. Now it's destined for glory. So how about two concrete resolutions for today? Go outside today. Look at the world, the new universe all around us that Christ has made new and charged with the promise of glory by his resurrection. And second, yes, we still have spring allergies. Yes, we still have chronic and even terminal illnesses. And yes, we still die. But now, because of the resurrection of Christ, we have proof that they really are only slight momentary afflictions that are preparing us for an eternal weight of glory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. You know, this whole meditation is so beautiful, and it summarizes creation and the fall and salvation so well, but I am honestly still so, so confused on what salvation means right now between Christ's coming and our final judgment. Like, what... So we're not perfectly in tune with animals. We're not perfectly in tune with nature. Everything's kind of out of whack. How would you explain this?
This is the struggle I have every year after Easter, because we rejoice. He's risen. He's victorious. And then I look around and I say, yeah, but it's all still broken. So I struggle with this every year. But I really think... there's a beautiful scripture passage, Romans chapter 8, which gets to the heart of the matter. Let me just paraphrase it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8, verse 19, just paraphrase. Paul says, I believe that the sufferings we go through now are nothing compared to the amazing glory that will be given to us later. That creation is waiting, like analogously like a woman giving birth, that we're in this birthing process. Christ made the whole world new, but we're in the gestation and birthing process. We're in the process. And in the process, God has made it so that all the disharmony and difficulty actually contributes to the process. So, for example, you might be able to imagine there's still a lot of disharmony between men and women. I know it's hard to imagine. But that can also be the very way, the cause for us to grow in virtue. Or, for example, right now, I'm suffering horribly from allergy symptoms. But that can also contribute to my growth in virtue. And we could go on and on and on. Jesus is the first fruits. The rest of the fruit is coming, but it's in process.
Mm.
And in the midst of what appears to be the continual chaos, disorder, disharmony, suffering, it actually contributes to the process of our transformation. But we can't see it yet, can we? We don't experience it, so we have to live in hope. Hope means Jesus showed us with his resurrection. He promised it. We know it's coming. So we can accept the difficulty now, use it as a way to grow in virtue, and know that whole thing's going to be transformed.
Mm.
Does that make any sense?
It's starting to. It might take some continuous conversations around it, but essentially the struggles are still there, but we know now they're not in vain.
You just said everything I said, you just said more simply.
Trust me, I was the cogs were turning, and I was coming up with a lot of really shoddy metaphors in between, but it's kind of that at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, not kind of. You hit it right on the head. all the struggles are still there, but it's not in vain because Christ transformed the whole thing, and the whole thing is being transformed.
Prior to salvation and just in the fall of man, it was all in vain.
There was, before the resurrection, there's no hope.
Mm-hmm.
After, it's all, we can hope, meaning we have the promise. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the meantime, we don't have to be frustrated. Because of the resurrection, even the suffering in the meantime contributes now.
Mm.
Now it contributes to our transformation.
If we let it.
Yeah, I mean, this is why we need patience, which is to accept it, the suffering, cheerfully.
Well, you said it very beautifully, and it was a great depiction of creation. I'm glad your physics knowledge is coming in handy.
I don't have any knowledge, but it is beautiful to read about. Thank you very much for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.